You're listening to World Radio KHOE 90.5 FM in Fairfield, Iowa. Welcome to Let Your Heart Sing. I'm Sheila, and I'll be your host for this half-hour music show featuring uplifting songs by local and not-so-local singer-songwriters. On today's show, we'll be hearing songs from 30 years ago by Purusha's Unified Field Band. And to tell us how the Unified Field Band got started, we have with us James Moore, who is a member of that wonderful band. Hello, James. Welcome to our show, Let Your Heart Sing.
Well, thank you.
It's so wonderful to have you here, because I know that you were a former Purusha member and also a member of the Purusha's Unified Field Band way back, what, 30 years ago or so?
A long, long time.
Long time ago. And I remember listening to your songs way back then and loved it then and love it now. I bet you have some very interesting stories to share with us about how the Unified Field Band came to be and when it came to be and the members and your part in this. I'd love to hear about it, and I'm sure our audience would too.
Well, thank you very much. I'm a big fan of radio, as you know, with the community station managership across the way here in town, and I have a lot of respect for Stan Stansberry and all the great work that he's done for many years here. But Unified Field Band, yes, that's an earlier time. It seems like only yesterday. I joined Purusha in the early 80s, coming from playing music, and there was a bluegrass band already going, performing some different great songs with the banjo and harmonica. And they knew that I'd been playing music out there and invited me to sit in. I'd never played stand-up bass before, so it was quite fun to sort of honk away at that thing. Mm-hmm. And slowly over time, I started writing songs, which is something I've done my whole life, and we started performing them. Bevan named the band, Bevan Morris, that is, the Tall Corn Band, probably because we're very tall and a little corny.
I love it.
And Iowa, too, I think. But at any rate, it ended up being quite a fun part of our very rigorous day. We were taking the MBA program, and we'd play for special events. We ended up performing at the 7,000 course, the 5,000 course, and then on a special trip when we went to the Philippines, it was quite remarkable there. And the group consisted of many people will remember Tom Shira, the trumpet player, wonderful singer, Randy Leifer, Doug Hassman, both guitarists, Marty Howe on harmonica and flute, Ron Parker played guitar, so it was quite a band, Chris Parrott with banjo, I was playing bass, and I hope I didn't leave anybody out. It was a talented group of people from all different parts of the country, a lot of beautiful harmony singing, and one thing led to another. All of a sudden, we were on the top five TV shows in the Philippines. We sang a song from Arashi over the phone that he liked. We ended up recording a record. I think you're going to play some of the music from that, celebrating our school here and the Unified Field-Based Technology. It was a lot of fun. Quite an experience, really.
Yes, and I've noticed that almost all of your songs have a lot of Vedic knowledge in them. And that's what we really like to hear these days. Well, they're timeless songs. They were played in, what, mid-80s? Is that when it all came about?
Yes, that was, I think it was around 84, 85, if I'm not mistaken. And through that whole corridor there, we were studying deeply the different principles, unified field-based approach to business, because Purusha at that time here at MUM, it was MIU, as you're going to hear in a song,
right.
Marcy International University, but it was really fun to bring those elements together. And I have to say, the joy of working with the gentlemen that were all a part of that, it was a good feeling every time we played and just a lot of fun, but also, as you talk about, a lot of knowledge, too, in that fund. So it was a great combination of things.
Right. And I understand that you actually wrote quite a few of these songs yourself.
I've always been a songwriter, sort of, I guess you would say, prolific. I'm not patting myself on the back. Everybody very talented in the group. I think I just write faster and more. But on the record, I think 7 of the 10 were songs that I wrote. We had arranged together, and of course, people would contribute with their singing. Tom Shira, very creative. His adaptation of When You're Smiling with the 3-4 part harmony singing just remarkable. Also, Dahil Sayo, a traditional song in the Philippines that we sang, would just be amazing to watch the Filipinos and Filipinas' hearts melt to hear their language sung to them so beautifully. Very musical. I don't know if I've ever been to a culture more musical than the Philippines. Karaoke was going way back then, but serious karaoke. It wasn't goofing. And generals would even give speeches in front of 2,000 people and then sing a cappella in front of the group. So very heart, very hearty group. And I mean, very heart-centered, that just really love music. So we had fun there. I before we went on air, I told you, we performed on all the top TV shows, believe it or not, the Unified Field Band. We'd be recognized on the street. People go, Unified Field Band.
Wow, amazing.
But that show, Eid Bulaga, one of the top shows in Philippines, still going to this day. And it was just remarkable for us to come in and be able to share the knowledge and be a part of that whole experience. But also at the 7,000 course, 5,000 course, music and merriment and celebration has always been a big part of everything that Marci has done. So it really had been an honor to be part of that role.
This has all been so fascinating. I know our audience is just thrilled to hear the history of the Unified Field Band, and especially your part, James Moore, in the production of all of this. So thank you for joining us. And now we're going to hear lots of wonderful Unified Field songs.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be on KHOE. And I have to say, my role was being embraced by this loving group of really creative, open-hearted musicians, Doug and Marty, Tom, Randy, Chris, Ron, and really Bevan and the community that enjoyed the splashes of lightness and frivolity and also knowledge that we put together and sort of ran with it. So I have to say, my role in it was walking in to a church that was already there.
Wow.
and being embraced. It was really fun. So hats off to all the team, Unified Field Band. Yeah.
Yay.
The first song we'll hear from the Unified Field Band is M.I.U., which is what M.U.M. used to be called.
There's no school like our school anywhere across this big old land. The feeling's grand. People come in here fine. Things go even better than they planned. With nature's hand. Sounds almost too good to be true. But that's the way it is at M.I.U. A unified community for all, big and small. Fullness growing day by day, a richer life in every way. Don't slow, come one and all. Sounds almost too good to be true, but that's the way it is at M.I.U. Too good to be true. nothing's impossible at MIU. There's no school like our school anywhere across this big old land. The feeling's grand.
Our next song is called It's Easier Than It Seems.
Physics, math, and physiology. Computer science and chemistry. A common basis that we all can see is the unified field. Government, defense, economy. Agriculture, health, and industry. Than it sounds. This beautiful technology is turning the world around. It's up to you. It's tried and true. From the unified field of light, oh,
you can make all your dreams come true.
Scientists have come from far and wide to show us how life can be unified. Philippines is glowing from inside of the unified field. President Marcos has rang the bell. Invincibility for all. Said he'd do his share to raise consciousness. Won't you listen to his call?
Now we'll hear Good Times Are On the Rise.
I've never been happier anywhere else in my life. It's like a dream come true.
A dream come true.
The
moment you enter this tropical paradise. The Philippine Islands capture you.
Islands, they capture you.
Wherever you go, you find faces are smiling at you. There's no finer place on earth.
No finer place.
Feeling so good it makes you wanna sing like a fool. And give life all your worth.
Life all,
life all your worth. We're unified, feel me. In everything we do.
Unified, feel me.
Now the time has taken a turn. Good times are wrong. A lighthouse for all mankind.
Beautiful. It's called Philippines, Fulfill Your Dreams.
Mabuhay, Philippines, fulfill your dreams. May your sovereignty ever reign supreme. Fulfill Philippines, may your sovereignty ever reign supreme. A land of coconuts and sweet cane sugar, symbolic of bliss, a spiritual people so cheerful and bright, enliven the unified field, qualities of life. Philippines, fulfill your dreams. May your sovereign sovereignty ever reign
the sunshine for all Filipinos.
All Filipinos.
A spiritual people, so cheerful and bright. Enliven the unified field, qualities of life. Philippines, fulfill your dreams. May your sovereignty ever reign supreme. Fulfill your dreams in the Philippines. May your sovereignty ever reign.
Now here's the traditional song of the Philippines that James Moore mentioned called the Hilsayo.
Na Hilsayo, nais kong mabuhay. Na Hilsayo, hanggang mamatay. Dapat mong tangtuin, wala lang ibang puso ko'y tanungin, ikaw at ikaw rin. Dahil sa'yo, ako'y lumigaya.
Here's an upbeat song called When You're Smiling.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through.
But when you're crying,
when you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Thank you.
Field Band always close their shows with a song called Stars. So that's how we'll close our show today.
How many of you, I want to know something from all of you now. This may get your son in trouble. How many of you have a copy of the Unified Field Band tape? Uh-oh. I should see every hand going up in here. Okay, boys. Okay, good. Well, we do have a couple more. If you don't have a copy of the Unified Field Band tape, let your son know that you need one, and we'll have him send you one, okay? We have a couple left, boys. Actually, most of the songs we're doing are on that tape, and we're going to be making another cassette tape for everyone, too. So maybe you'll get two at once, the first one and the second one.
Put it on the Visa.
Thanks to Mr. Greg James.
We're MBAs now.
So this has been an absolute delight for us to entertain you this evening. We hope you've enjoyed your visit here to MIU. It's raised our appreciation of everything that we're doing, 1,000%. It'd be great if you could be with us permanently, although you are anyway. But we'd like to conclude this evening's program of entertainment by doing a very beautiful song that we did last night. It's our traditional closing song, and it's called Stars. So thank you very much from all the Unified Field Band, and may you have a very Merry Christmas.
Or a Happy Hanukkah.
Or a Happy Hanukkah. Or nice holidays, or whatever you want.
with your gold.
You've enjoyed our blast from the past with Purusha's Unified Field Band on Let Your Heart Sing here on World Radio KHOE 90.5 FM in Fairfield, Iowa. Bye for now and keep on smiling.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling.